Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And as usual, glad to be a part of the Good Day Health Show program on the Doug Steffen Show. And I had a couple of ideas what I wanted to talk about in the broadcast for today. But at the last minute, I changed my mind because of a conversation that I had with a patient the other day regarding the immune system. Because they were saying, well, you know, we're into spring now, and we're coming into the warming up of the earth, at least as far as the northern hemisphere is concerned. And springtime is upon us, and we're going to be planting our gardens and everything else. What do you suggest that now that we're leaving cold and flu season behind, what do you suggest we should do at this point? Because we have done what you have said we should do for the last several months during cold and flu season to boost the immune response. What do you suggest we do now? And I said, well, you certainly don't leave off with the immune response. You can get a flu during the summertime. You can get a cold during the summertime. A lot of people sometimes claim that a summer cold or a summer flu is the worst of all. So the idea that I wanted to address in today's broadcast was just a concept of something you hear in magazines, especially for like out of AARP and other magazines, the concept of healing the immune system as though the immune system needs to be healed. So when I was talking to this patient, and that's what I want to talk about today, is healing the immune system. And I'm going to give you several points. Where is your immune system, and what can we do about it? Because other patients will ask, when it comes to weight loss, what is my best recommendations for weight loss? And I'll say, well, you don't lose weight in the gym. You lose weight at the dinner table. And they kind of get the point. I mean, I'm not talking bad about the gym. Any kind of exercise you're doing, whether it's resistance training or just walking, or the kind of resistance you would do in a swimming pool where the water is chest high and the resistance that gives you is pretty good. Or doing laps, or just walking around the block. As far as exercise is concerned, that's all good for you for a lot of different healthy reasons. But if you want to lose weight, there are things that you have to do at the dinner table to lose weight. When it comes to the immune system, we're talking about the same arena, the same environment. It's the dinner table that's going to hurt the immune system or strengthen the immune system. And so when I see TV shows and magazines and various pieces of literature and stuff that comes over the internet that patients are sending me all the time, I recently found out that there are even immune system research centers where children can be tested and treated for immune system disorders. Children with an immune system disorder. And as I looked into this, as I was referred to, as I said, by patients, it turns out they're treating immune system disorders with steroids and antibiotics, both of which will destroy the immune system. I thought that was really interesting. Now, I don't think I would get any argument over the idea that a weak immune system is to blame for all the repeated year-after-year colds and year-after-year flus and strep that shows up two or three times a year and in particular people and the other kinds of conditions that we don't seem to be able to prevent, even despite the gigantic efforts we make to eat healthy, to exercise, to think positive thoughts, something's wrong. And, of course, what is it? Because I have, you know, I don't just take care of this person or that person. I usually end up taking care of their whole family. as many healthcare professionals do. And there's always one person in the family that never gets sick. And there's another person in the family that always gets sick. And I have my reasons for that, and I think I would like to get into that during today's broadcast. But there's something wrong when we feel like we have to do something to strengthen the immune system of a child. And we're only triggered into that kind of thinking because there's this child or that child that's always sick. So I want to explore the amazing immune system here for a moment to see if we can better understand it. In a recent conversation I had with one of my mentors, I was stunned at how little most of people understand about the immune system, how it works, where it's located, what can you do to heal it, what can you do to stay healthy throughout your lifetime. If you've been plagued with seasonal colds and allergies, what can you do to stop that in its tracks? So that's what I want to talk about in the program today. So what the first question I want to ask you is, what and where is your immune system? Like if I ask you, where's your respiratory system? You'll probably point to your lungs. And where's your digestive system? Well, you point either to your stomach or your abdominal cavity. If I ask, where is your skeletal system? You just kind of grin at me because everybody knows where their bones are. Where's your central nervous system? They may have to think a little bit about that, but more often than not, they'll point to the brain. Then I'll say, well, where is your immune system? Where do you find your immune system? That's kind of a tricky question. If you're just tuning in, this is part of the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I'm talking about the immune system. And the question I'm asking is, what and where is the immune system? Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere throughout the body. There's different parts of the body that have a role to play in your immunity. There's not one place. Now, the first stop for your immune system is simply your digestive system. This is your first line of defense in protecting your overall well-being. A full, anywhere from, it's the experts who investigate this stuff, immunologists and whatever else, claim that 70 to 90% of your immune system is dependent upon the health of your digestive system. Now, there's a lot of references to this fact in the medical and in the holistic literature, but your digestive system has often been called the second brain. Because there, believe it or not, there's brain tissue in the gut, in your intestines. There's literal brain tissue in the gut that was developed when you were still inside your mama as a developing fetus before you became a newborn baby. And the connection between the brain and your gut is as very real as any lifeline between you and emergency services should you be in dire straits. Now, the health of that immune system has an awful lot to do with how strong and resilient your immune system becomes. Now, one of the main functions of this, of your digestive system as a part of the immune system, is to produce hydrochloric acid, which in turn breaks down the food we ingest, but it kills the pathogens and it kills the toxins that are in our food. So it never really reaches the gut. They're destroyed in the stomach before the stomach contents are released into the gut. Medications such as acid blockers or acid reflux interfere with the production of hydrochloric acid and other digestive functions. When you have a GERD or you have a reflux or acid indigestion, that's a whole other topic that I need to discuss on one of these programs. But it's not because you have too much acid. It's because you don't have enough. And that's another story for another show. But when we take medications to stop acid production, we weaken the immune system. Now, we know that they're about age 40, the body's ability to produce hydrochloric acid decreases. That's why I use a product from Standard Process called Zypan, Z-Y-P-A-N. That's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I take two or three of those after every meal. I'm 72. I feel like I have robust health. I'm in great shape. Half of my life I've been under the care that I render to my patients, as well as all the nutritional advice I pass out. I try to follow as best I can. They've always said doctors make the worst patients. That's true. I think that's a true statement. But I have to, you know, give myself a little kick in the get-along now and then to make sure I stay on target. Because when I do, I feel great. And a lot of it starts with the digestive system. Now, we know that there are more than a billion friendly bacterial cells per square inch of our digestive tract. And the simple fact is that without the proper levels of hydrochloric acid and other forms of pre- or probiotic substances like what you find in fermented foods or fermented drinks, our digestive system simply will weaken, and therefore so will our immune system. As I've said many times in the past, 90% of all the DNA inside your skin, down to the bones, down to the center of your body, is not even human. Only 10% of the DNA inside you is human. The rest of it is the parasites and the bacteria and the fungi and the viral elements that exist inside the body, most of which, by far, by large, are very friendly to us. And they produce certain chemical substances. They produce vitamins. They produce enzymes that our immune system takes advantage of. In return, we give all these microbes a place to live with oxygen and food and moisture. And we have this community that we live together. When that community is in balance, we have robust health. When it gets out of balance, sickness and disease can follow. It's the whole idea behind the microbiome. So what we want to do is to make sure we have a resilient digestive system. When would you know you don't? Well, there's going to be bloating. There's going to be flatulence, gas. There's going to be foul odors. There's going to be diverticulitis. There's going to be irritable bowel syndrome. There's going to be gluten intolerance, even if you haven't been diagnosed with celiac disease. A lot of that will take place. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I was telling you, I want to give you what I refer to as the four pillars of your immune system. The first one is the thymus gland. I think most of us are familiar with that. If I were to ask you to point to the thymus gland, where would you point? Well, you just point to the upper part of your breastbone. You know, at the very top of your breastbone, there's this little notch where the two collarbones come together. There's a little notch there. If you come down a couple of inches under that, directly under that breastbone, is your thymus gland. The other one is, the next one I want to mention is the spleen, and I'm going to talk about these individually. If I ask you, where's your spleen? I think you know that it's under the left side of your rib cage, right about where the abdominal cavity starts, when it goes from the lungs area to the digestive area. Just to the left side, under your rib cage. The next one is the liver. The liver has an awful lot to do with it. And that's on the opposite side, on the right side under your rib cage, you know, just below the lungs. And then the bone marrow. And if I ask you to point to your bone marrow, you could point to any long bone, especially the ones in the legs. So first of all, the thymus gland, the main organ of the lymphatic system, in the upper chest region that I'm talking about, the primary function of the thymus gland is to promote the development of specific cells of the immune system called T lymphocytes or T cells. If you watch some of the stuff in the news and developments here and there, or you've researched yourself, you know that T cells are incredibly important. They're white blood cells that protect us against foreign organisms, the bacteria and the viruses that manage to infect the body. Most of the bacteria and the viruses we run across are good, and they're a part of the balance of the microbiome inside of us. But every now and then we pick up some of the nasty stuff. That's the T cells' job to go after that. General symptoms of a weakened thymus gland: frequent colds, repeated colds, sore throats, repeated flu symptoms, the inability to stay consistently well. Now, let me tell you about the spleen. For some reason, medical understanding is they don't consider it that important of an organ. Well, of course it's an important organ, under the upper left region of your abdominal cavity. The spleen's primary function is to filter blood by breaking down the damaged cells, getting rid of cellular debris that's flowing through the bloodstream, and pathogens such as bacteria and viruses that we don't want in us. And the spleen houses
and it aids the maturation of your immune system cells called the lymphocytes, all the white blood cells. The T cells are born in the long bones of the body in the marrow. The T cells end up in the thymus, where they're literally educated to do the job they're supposed to do. Then they spread throughout the body to different areas, one of which is the spleen. And the spleen holds this as an immune response against antigens and fills the bloodstream with these things when they're triggered to do so. The general symptoms of a weakened spleen, just chronic infections, poor mineral absorption leading to osteoporosis, skin issues, sluggish digestion, gallstones, constipation, heartburn, a few other conditions that are related to a weakened spleen. We're going to get back here before too long, and I want to after the next break, and I want to talk about the next organ that's involved with strengthening and being a part of a powerful immune system, which would be the liver. And the liver, oh my goodness, it's just involved in so many processes. Well, anyway, we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Manhattan DA is asking for an order of protection in the Trump case. NBC News' Garrett Hockey says they are concerned about social media attacks Trump has posted.
That kind of rhetoric and escalating comments could lead them in the future to ask for more restrictions.
It's not believed the DA asked for a gag order, but rather a warning to Trump and his team to refrain from any further verbal attacks. Virginia elementary teacher Abigail Zwirner has filed a $40 million lawsuit over her shooting inside a first grade classroom at the hands of a student. But now, there's a twist. An attorney for a classmate of the young shooter tells WRIC-TV that his client warned Zwirner the child had a gun and was reportedly told to sit down and be quiet, prompting Zwirner's legal team to respond, saying, "It sounds like the principal is now blaming Abby for getting shot." I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I've told you about the thymus gland, and I've told you about the spleen. The third one would be the liver. The critical role that the liver plays in the immune system is that it synthesizes, it produces certain kinds of chemical compounds that are involved with supporting homeostasis. Homeostasis is just balance. Homeostasis in the immune system, homeostasis in the digestive system, homeostasis in your emotional system. Just a balance between overactive, underactive, so that we find that middle ground. The liver is so important to do that because no other part of the body does these kinds of functions. And the liver regulates energy balances. And the major metabolic functions of the liver, the major job of the liver is into three basic categories. Number one, carbohydrate metabolism. Now, real quick in review, what's a carbohydrate? A carbohydrate is basically a sugar, sucrose. It breaks down into sucrose. When do you know you're looking at a carbohydrate and you're not? If it did not come from something that had a face, it's a carbohydrate. Pure and simple. If it did not come from an animal, it's a carbohydrate. And the liver is so important in maintaining the concentrations of sugar inside the bloodstream within a very, very narrow normal range. and the maintenance of that normal blood glucose over both the short term and the long term, short term hours from when you ate, long term days to weeks, is a very important function of the liver. It's also involved with fat metabolism. The liver is just extremely active in oxidizing triglycerides to produce energy. When you get your blood scan and the blood work and the lab comes back, it's going to say what your triglyceride level is. Those triglycerides are just fat molecules, and the liver will oxidize those to release the energy out of that fat. And it breaks down many more fatty acids than the liver cells need, and so it ends up exporting a large quantity of that into the blood, where it can be picked up and metabolized by other cells. And the third one it does is protein metabolism. Simply what I mean of the amino acids. And it's followed by converting a lot of those metabolites into what are called non-nitrogenous parts of the molecules to glucose or lipids. In other words, if you have low sugar intake into your body, which is what most health people will recommend anymore, we consume way too much sugar, your body will make sugar. It will make glucose, or it will make fats. And a lot of it comes from the protein we eat if we're not getting enough of those in our diet. And so what I'm talking about here is what's necessary to keep the liver healthy, because the liver is the main filter of your blood. Every drop of blood in the body is going to be going through the kidneys about every 4 to 5 minutes. It goes through the liver about every 3 minutes. Your liver filters the blood that comes out of the digestive system that's absorbed the food that you're eating before it hits the main blood supply. In other words, the blood that is being pumped into the coronary arteries of your heart, that's feeding your heart, is coming directly from the liver. It goes from the liver through the portal system, and then it goes through the liver into what's called the inferior vena cava, and that is back into the heart to be pumped to the lungs for oxygen, comes back to the heart to be pumped to the whole body. The interesting thing about it, I kind of kid with my patients, is Mother Nature does not trust you to eat correctly, if you can imagine that. So she made sure that in our digestive system, everything we eat or drink except for water will go through the liver before it hits the mainstream blood so that the body can filter out what doesn't belong there. That's another important part of your immune system, that you've got this filtering system to remove any harmful chemicals that did not get broken down in the stomach before it hits the heart or the brain. Problems with the liver system or the liver organ itself usually shows up as dark circles around the eyes. When a patient comes in and I see dark circles underneath those eyes, I'm going to put them on Livoplex immediately. It's a standard processed product for the liver. Body odors. Extra odors that just don't seem right from the feet, from the underarms that are in the breath, are because of incomplete protein digestion taking place inside the liver. And foul-smelling fecal matter or foul-smelling urine, we always look to the liver first, just as if you had the red light show up on your dashboard for your oil filter, or you've got low oil and you're not changing your oil filter in the car on a regular basis, you're going to end up putting sludge and other kinds of junk back into the oil system to lubricate the engine that you don't want there. And the liver is kind of like a self-cleaning oil filter. And then the fourth one I wanted to mention here is bone marrow. Now, bone marrow, and some of you have, if you've been listening to me in the past, you know how much I recommend bone marrow as a part of your regular food intake, usually from the long bones of probably beef. But you know there's marrow in the bones of a chicken? And that's one of the reasons why chicken soup made from raw chicken that you make yourself at home is some of the healthiest stuff you can possibly eat during cold and flu seasons, or during any other time when someone in the home is sick, is to make some homemade chicken soup. Now, bone marrow is this soft, flexible connective tissue that's inside the bone cavity itself. And as a component of the lymphatic system, The bone marrow functions primarily to produce blood cells and to store fat. And the bone marrow inside your long bones is highly vascular, meaning it's richly supplied by a large number of blood vessels. And on average, bone marrow can generate hundreds of billions of new blood cells every single day, which you need as a normal turnover inside your circulatory system to help keep your body as healthy as possible. So when you are having any kind of problems with bone marrow, it's just going to show up again as chronic infections that don't easily resolve on their own, which may be indicative of a more serious systemic health issue. But that's part of the function of the bone marrow. So I talked about the thymus, I talked about the spleen, I talked about the liver, and I talked about the bone marrow. All these parts of your immune system having a large role to play in keeping your body healthy. Now, some of the things that you can do to heal a dysfunctional immune system real quickly, and most of this comes from Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, the author of Gut and Psychology Syndrome. As a GAPS practitioner, both my wife and I were personally instructed and taught by Dr. McBride, I would suggest you get her book. You can get it at Amazon. It's called Gut and Psychology Syndrome. It's one of the best things you can do, following the guidelines in this book, to bring your family's health quotient to a much higher level. Number one, you have to stop the antibiotics. Antibiotics have a devastating effect on the beneficial bacteria in our body, not only in the gut, but in other organs and tissues. If you're taking an antibiotic for a sore throat, if you're taking an antibiotic for an infection somewhere, it doesn't just go to where the infection is. Antibiotic, anti-life, goes throughout the entire system. Antibiotics can change what would other be considered a benign bacteria or some other benign fungi or a benign pathogenic or another organism into a pathogenic organism, which gives them the ability to invade tissues. It gives it the ability to cause disease. Antibiotics also make bacteria resistant to antibiotics. You've heard about the superbugs that exist inside the hospitals. Because of such a concentration of the use of antibiotics, bacteria have mutated to a point where they don't respond to the bacteria or the antibiotic anymore. A good example is tuberculosis. There are forms of tuberculosis now, and you'll see reports occasionally showing an increase in the presence of tuberculosis in the American population that will not respond to any existing antibiotic. But antibiotics have a direct damage on affecting the immune system, making us much more vulnerable to infections, which again leads to this vicious cycle I'm talking about of every time you're sick, you go get another antibiotic. Then all of a sudden the infection returns. It's the same thing with kids with sore throats. So they finally have their tonsils taken out, which is a terrible thing to do because the tonsils is the great defensive system for the throat. So instead of saying, well, you got bad tonsils, let's take them out. Let's find out why the sore throat's there on a constant basis. So the two things I said, you need to stop antibiotics, and you have to do this in conjunction with your physician, obviously. Number two, you want to start eating nutrient-dense foods. What does that mean? Well, a lot of the foods we're eating have very little nutrition in them. There's enough of a bulk of calories there to satisfy our hunger. But we get hungry not just to eat food. We get hunger to satisfy the body's need for good nutrition. And I always recommend fermented foods. And we're talking about sauerkraut, talking about pickles, talking about anything that there's fermented asparagus and there's fermented foods of different kinds that are in the supermarket, or you can ferment them yourself. If you go to WestonAPrice.org, one of the best websites I can possibly send my patients to for advice on dietary changes to strengthen the body's immune system, that's one of the best places you can go to. But fermented foods, need to be a part of our daily intake. Now, when patients ask me, what are the most nutrient-dense foods out there then? Butter from grass-fed cows, preferably raw. Oysters is a nutrient-dense food. Liver from grass-fed animals. Eggs that come from grass-fed hens. Cod liver oil, especially the fermented type. Fish eggs. Whole raw milk from grass-fed cows. Bone broth. Shrimp. Wild salmon. Whole yogurt or kefir. Beef that comes from grass-fed steers. Fermented sauerkraut, as I said. Organic beets. Again, you'll learn an awful lot of this at WestonAPrice.org. So I've told you where your immune system is. It's everywhere. And there's various parts of the body that play a strong role in keeping the immune system healthy and strong and keeping you up on your feet and moving around and having an enjoyable life as opposed to being perpetually sick. After the coming break, I'm going to get back together with Doug to complete the show. I recently had Doug in my office going through all of our assessment and putting him on a protocol that he follows. I know he does because he continues to order the products from us. I hope you enjoy listening to my show. You can hear the podcast at Good Day Health Show, also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for us to wrap up this week's program.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack does a couple of podcasts, one of his own that he does at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of the features on his daily radio program that he does in Salt Lake City. So you can catch that, plus our podcast of Jack and all the things that he talks about. Most recent one is a focus on the things that you cannot get in the grocery store because of what now is at the grocery store, all the processed foods. And I think there's something this week, Jack, about processed foods and what it does to our longevity. I don't think there's any news there unless you've been out to lunch for the past 50 years and watched all this stuff develop. Anyway, so we also have in the Good Day Health podcast with Jack, the download, part of the discussion that Jack had with Dr. Arthur Benjamin, who was talking about artificial lens implantation, that sort of thing. And as an example, the guinea pig of that was me, but Jack had it done as well. So I have a good stimulating conversation on what this is all about. So catch all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available. They are there free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Kind of cool. Program brought to you in part by Calitrin. Take it consistently and be a winner when it comes to weight loss. Go to their website, toploss.com. So is it true that vitamin D helps your brain function better? What does vitamin D do, and does it make a difference whether it's D1, D2, D3? How many different vitamin Ds are there, Jack?
Well, it's just like the same thing with thyroxine, T1, T2, T3, T4. T4 is the active form. T4 is the storage. T3 is active for thyroid function, for thyroxine. With vitamin D, the only real form that your body can use has to go through conversion, some of it in the liver, some of it in the kidney, till it gets to the final point where your body can use it if you're taking it from an oral substance. If you're out in the sunshine and your body is making vitamin D through the photosynthesis through your skin, then it's a much easier process to take care of. Mother Nature took care of us for that. Mm-hmm. But vitamin D, it's listed as a vitamin. You know, they discovered vitamin A first.
Yeah.
And then they discovered, and that's why I got
B, C, D, E.
Well, they thought vitamin D was one of the B vitamins.
Oh.
Because it was similar to some of the function of a B vitamin. So it was originally called one of the Bs until they realized, looking at it a little deeper, that it's actually steroid-based.
Really?
And so there's some argument out there, well, argument, but discussion, that vitamin D should be listed as a hormone more than it should be listed as a vitamin. But, you know, it's a vitamin D, and it's going to probably stay vitamin D. But it has a very powerful steroidal effect inside the body. And not only...
But we don't always associate steroidal use in your body or ingestion as being good.
Well, a lot of hormones are steroid-based.
Really?
Yes, they are. And so a lot of the hormones that come out of your your adrenals and some other hormones in the body are steroid-based. The steroid that gets the bad news is synthetic steroids.
Yeah.
So they make it in the laboratory, so it has a steroidal effect. In other words, it stimulates a lot of different functions in the body besides just answering some kind of a nutritional deficiency type of problem. And so with vitamin D... my goodness, you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. That's its number one job. And, and calcium is so important for your immune system. But vitamin D helps to strangle the bad kinds of vascular developments that occur in cancerous tumors. High vitamin D people usually have far less problems with the kind of tissue development in the body that you don't want.
The exposure to the sun, you and I have talked about this because I'm out in the sun from this time of year until the fall a lot, sometimes 6 hours or more a day, and I still have not had when you test my blood, I don't have enough vitamin D, it would seem, although I think my brain is functioning pretty well. I think I'm pretty healthy, and I think a lot of it I've learned in talking to you and Ken, because he agrees with you on how important vitamin D is. It does keep you from getting in, whether you take it as a supplement from Standard Process, which is the company that you recommend. You don't want synthetics, but you can also get it a lot of fish, right? And eggs.
Yeah, well, it's in cod liver oil.
Yeah.
That's one of the best sources is cod liver oil.
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you're not in the sun enough.
There it is. Yeah, well, I got a little of both. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.